Evening. Our first item is conditional use number 2336, Community Power Group LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2336 for Community Power Group LLC for a solar farm in an AR1 district based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed facility is a public utility use under the Sussex County Zoning Code, and it meets the purpose of a conditional use because it has a public or semi-public character that is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents. Two, this is an adaptive use of a farmland that will preserve it from more intense development. Three, the proposed facility promotes Goal 7.9 of the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, which encourages the use of renewable energy options such as solar farms. Four, with the conditions imposed on this recommendation, the proposed use will not have any adverse impact on the neighboring or adjacent properties. Five, the proposed solar generation facility will not result in any noticeable increase in traffic on area roadways. There are no regular employees on site, only periodical inspections, maintenance, or repair of solar panels. Six, the entire site is 39.54 acres in size. The solar farm will only utilize 25 acres of the property. Seven, based on the testimony in the record, it is evident that there are no significant noise, dust, or odor will be generated by the facility. Eight, there will be a buffer to screen the view of the solar farm from the nearby residential properties while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. Nine, the proposed use provides a renewable energy source that is a benefit to the residents and businesses of Sussex County. 10, this recommendation is based on the following conditions. A, the use shall be a ground-mounted solar farm. No other types of electrical generation shall be permitted at the site. B, any lighting on the facility shall only consist of perimeter lighting needed for security purposes. All lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. C, one unlighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet in size shall be permitted. The sign shall identify the operator of the solar farm and shall provide contact information in case of emergency. D, the site shall be secured by fencing with a gate, with a Knox box, or some other type or some other device to accommodate emergency access by the local fire company or other emergency responders. The fence line shall be shown on the final site plan. E, any transformers or similar equipment shall be centrally located on the site away from any nearby residential uses. F, the entire site, including the area outside of the fence, shall be maintained so it does not become overgrown. G, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated using best management practices. H, there shall be a vegetated buffer that is at least 15 feet wide planted with
deciduous.
And evergreen trees and shrubs around the perimeter of the solar arrays wherever there is not an existing vegetated buffer. These buffers shall screen solar arrays while allowing the solar arrays to function properly. These plants shall include a double row of screening along the western boundary, and the existing screening shall be bolstered along the southern and eastern boundaries. I, the final site plan shall identify a decommission plan that includes a financial security to ensure that funds are available for decommissioning and removal of the solar farm in its entirety throughout the life of its use, throughout the life of the conditional use. J, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Mr. Chairman, that's my motion.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2336, Community Power Group LLC, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, Ms. Hoy Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. The next item is conditional use number 2327, Howard L. Ritter and Sons Incorporated.
Before you read that motion, because they opted to not, basically threw the towel in and opted not to continue to request the crushing that they've been doing for, I don't know, 30 or 40, 50 years, if they reconsidered that and wanted to come back in front of us again, is that an option?
Sure.
Yeah, sure, because it's different than what they applied for.
What they applied for is just another application. In fact, and they don't have to wait either.
Right.
They don't have to wait?
No. Well, I mean, they would just be in the normal.
Well, they'd be in the normal course of business, but there's no waiting period like we do when we deny something. You know, if it gets denied, then they have to wait a year to come back. But it wouldn't be that. That would not apply to this. So they could file a new application tomorrow, but probably wouldn't be heard for a year because we're so backed up. But nothing would prevent them from doing that.
Well, I hope that they will consider doing that, but it's just, you know, that's me. I mean, now the same crushing operation has moved into the town, basically, of Lewis, and you know, now we're driving more trucks into the town to do the crushing that could have just been done, you know, out there where it's been done for 50 years. So I hope they'll consider coming back again. That's all
right. All right, Mr. Chairman, then I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2327 for Howard L. Ritter and Sons Inc. to allow the continued use of the site for the sales and storage of stone, mulch, soil, and other related outdoor products, in addition to the existing legally non-conforming borrow pit that exists on the property, based on the record made during the public hearing, for the following reasons. One, this is an existing legally non-conforming or grandfathered borrow pit in operation on this property. This use as a borrow pit has been in existence for decades and predated the Sussex County Zoning Code. This application does not affect those borrow pit operations, which are allowed to continue. Two, this conditional use is for the sales and storage of stone, mulch, soil, and other related outdoor materials. There was evidence in the record that this use has also been in existence for years and that it is closely related to the borrow pit operations. The continued sales and storage of these materials is appropriate in this location where the borrow pit also operates. Three, this use provides a needed location for these types of materials for Sussex County residents and businesses, and they are important for the economy of Sussex County. Four, there was opposition to this application regarding noise and traffic. However, most of this opposition was directed at the borrow pit operations, and those operations existed long before any residential development occurred nearby, and they are not part of this application. There must be an exception, expectation of the potential for noise, dust, and traffic when building or moving into a house near an active borrow pit. There was no compelling testimony that this conditional use for the storage and sales of stone, dirt, and mulch will create a significant increase in noise, dust, or traffic from this site. Five, this conditional use will not significantly increase the congestion of roads or streets in the area. DelDOT has stated that this use will only have a diminutive impact, which means that it will create less than 50 vehicle trips per day. Six, because the borrow pit is a legal, pre-existing, and non-conforming use under the zoning code, it is not appropriate to impose conditions on those activities in the site. Seven, with appropriate conditions of approval, this use will not affect the nature of the area or neighboring properties. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, this conditional use shall be limited to the storage and sale of mulch, stone, soil, and other related landscaping materials in addition to the legally non-conforming or grandfathered borrow pit operations. B, the location of the storage areas for stone, mulch, soil, and related materials shall be identified on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. C, no manufacturing or industrial process shall occur on the site. This prohibition includes the crushing, shredding, or grinding of any materials, including specifically rock, stone, or concrete, and also includes the dyeing of mulch or similar materials. D, one lighted sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. E, the hours of operation shall be from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. No receiving of materials between 8 a.m. shall be before 8 a.m. shall be permitted. F, any security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring properties or roadways. G, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT requirements, including any entrance or roadway improvements. H, all materials shall be stored in bins on a concrete or hot mix base. All runoff from the bins shall be controlled so that it does not travel to neighboring or adjacent properties or adversely affect groundwater on the site. And I, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2327, Howard L. Ritter and Sons Incorporated, for the reasons and with stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Hopkins, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Ms. Lloyd Stevenson?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you. Next item is ordinance number 2208.
I make a motion that we defer on this for further consideration since I'm still digesting.
Okay. Very good.
Second.
Well, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance 22-08. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is conditional or change of zone number 1959, Charles E. Turner Jr.
On this one, I also make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1959, Charles E. Turner Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2320, Charles E. Turner Jr.
Make a motion on this one too, since it's related to all the others, to defer on this one as well.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2320, Charles E. Turner Jr. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.